My name is Francisco Martinez. I am 22 years old, and we're right here on Hyde Park at the library, the Hyde Park Library that's been abandoned, and we're right here fighting to reopen it as a community center. What you're seeing right now is just dirty, down. Nobody has been here for years. Seems like everything is old. It seems like there's roots coming out the ground. Seems like nobody's kept taking care of it, you know? Well, I see this fence right here, and it just reminds me of being locked up. At one point in my life, it was hard for me to get away from drugs and go hitting the books. Even though I was doing drugs, I had that comfort and security. Like, I was very comfortable, and I felt secure where I was at and what I was doing. And so it was the hardest thing, it was to let go, right, and for change. I think if there would have been a youth center where I was at growing up and when I first started using drugs, I think that would have changed my view of life and maybe would have helped me maybe graduate high school sooner instead of dropping out, you know? Because I think we need more community centers, more youth centers that we can, like, maybe teach them skills, like trade skills, or help them to apply for colleges and stuff like that, or even, like, to get them back to school, because a lot of them are not going to school right now because they feel like they cannot do it or it's too hard for them, you know? They can be the next doctors, they can be the next president, but nobody knows because nobody invests in them.
Honk for the youth! So right across where we're protesting, we have about like 4 or 5 cop cars just sitting there, like as if they're waiting for us to really provoke them. But so far, we've been here for about 4 hours, and we've done nothing but peaceful protests, but yet they feel necessary to be right there, you know? And that's our taxpayer money, right? That should be going somewhere else instead of just having them looking over people that are protesting. So they're just pretty much reaffirming what we're saying. There's our money going to waste. And here's how they're wasting it, by not providing money for these libraries and other spaces that should be funded.
What we have is a lack of will, a lack of vision by our political leadership. My name is Malina Abdullah. I'm an organizer and an original member with Black Lives Matter. So you have a willingness to shut down libraries in South LA when those libraries could be transformed into spaces of learning. So you have communities where there are no resources, and then you blame community members for not thriving. So the decision makers, those who have the power to pour resources in the community, if they wanted to, with the snap of a finger, they could open that library. They could provide a youth center. They could do the things that are necessary to get communities up and running, right? We know that most youth crime actually is committed between the hours of 3 and 7 p.m. Why? Those are the hours between school and when your parents get home from work, right? When you have youth centers, what you're able to do is kind of provide something for young people to do.
Support the youth. Hunt for the youth! There we go, we got a bus.
I don't want my sister to grow up and be like seeing the violence against my people, towards Black people, towards all kinds of people, you know? Like, if I had the money, I'll buy this property right now on the spot and open it myself and start putting things that I know the community will need, maybe like a music studio, classes, art, music. I mean, words can describe what that would symbolize, because it will mean many different things. It will show that defenses are just obstacles that we need to go overcome. There's nothing impossible we cannot achieve. You know, I think it symbolizes many different things, that saying that we have the power, just, you know, we have to reach out and do it, you know. Don't stand back, fight, you know, do something about it, you know.